your time is working for you, not against you. Your time is really just like a blank canvas that is just waiting for you to paint your magic on it.
Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. Today, we are delving into a challenge that resonates with many of us, and it is the constant struggle to conquer overwhelming tasks while grasping at the elusive moments of effective time management, while also trying to do things like raise a family and have a full job with potential side hustles and having all the things. So if you are ready to unveil the secrets to taming the time management beast and really seizing a unique opportunity to connect with me on how I'm going to help you supercharge some of your content growth strategy and some of this time management, then you are going to love today's episode. And with that, let's get started. All right, my friends, we are diving right into the heart of the matter today by examining what I think are the telltale signs of overwhelm. It's that paralyzing feeling of being swamped by tasks, being swamped by life's responsibilities, when every minute seems to escape your grasp. Does that sound familiar? I think first and foremost, recognizing these symptoms really is our first step toward reclaiming control over our time and productivity. And so that's really where I want to start. If you are someone who just feels like you cannot manage your time, you just feel like you're so overwhelmed, I want you to take a moment this week to just start recognizing what those symptoms are. When you start to get that feeling, you know, is it when you start your day? Is it when, you know, you open your email inbox? Is it when, you know, life's moments and all of these other people that depend on you in your life start calling? What are those things that make you start to feel constricted or resistant or just so bogged down? That's the first step. Once we get there, I don't want us to stay there. Fear not with this, because I promise you, we are equipped with an arsenal of time management techniques. I have been in this world for so long. I have had to figure out how to batch, how to time block, which I'm going to be talking about in a minute. And I want to share some of the techniques with you. And I want you to start thinking of your time as this rare gem, this precious resource to be mined with care. And so techniques like time blocking, which essentially is where you allocate specific periods to distinct tasks, like setting crystal clear priorities, batching similar activities that can transform your day from a chaotic scramble to just really a seamless flow of productivity, is key. And I'll give you an example. Today is Tuesday. And so today is my batching day for coaching calls, for podcast episodes, you name it. So I am actually on my third podcast episode today that I have batched. I've also batched some new promo ads that we're doing. I've also done some client calls today. So this is a heavy day for me when it comes to really giving out a lot of content and information and strategy. But I'm able to do it in a really productive way because I'm focusing on very similar tasks and activities throughout a specific time frame of 11 to 3 that allows me to stay away from the chaos and into more productivity. I have a very clear focus today. I know exactly what my priorities are. I know exactly what I need to be doing. I've got my notes here for the podcast episodes that I'm going to be creating so I can effectively get this across to you. Now, if you want to listen to a previous episode, it was actually, I think it's been our most popular episode of the year. It was back in April. Sorry, I don't have the number in front of me, but it's where I talk about how I plan out my weeks for optimal productivity. So I do recommend you going back and listening to that episode if you want to dive into more specifics on how I do this. But really, time blocking and setting up a batching schedule for yourself for activities is going to be able to really help you transform your day. And I'm going to be sharing, if you want help with this, how I'm going to be helping you, because I have a really cool opportunity that awaits you for this month of September. I am so excited to announce that for the first time ever, I am going to be hosting 4 exclusive, what I'm calling Zoom office hour sessions. These are live. These are absolutely free to join. You can join me for these live sessions to start talking about ways to grow your content strategy, grow your visibility, bring in more income, and most importantly, set your time and your productivity up for success. So if you want to have a more in-depth, engaging conversation about this, where you can ask questions, where you can chat with me, where you can gain some of my insights and strategies, and most importantly, where you can get the motivation that is vital to elevate your content growth game, you are not going to want to miss this opportunity. All you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/office hours to save your seat. I will say, we do have limitations on the seats, so space is limited. This is going to be first come, first serve. Once you opt in, you're going to get an email with all the details, all the information, so you can RSVP. It is free. It is live. juliesolomon.net/office hours, but space is limited. So if this feels like it is calling to you and you're wanting to spend this season, you're wanting to finally give yourself the gift of time to root into this and to create a really clear action plan for this, you're going to want to do it. So with that now, I want to give you some feedback and tips. So the first one here is to, again, unmask the overwhelm. I want you to take time this week to really identify the symptoms of overwhelm that you have. And most importantly, its impact on your productivity, its impact on your well-being, its impact on your enthusiasm to show up and be the best business leader you can be the best content creator you can be the best coach you can be the best, you know, mom, spouse, partner, whatever it is. I think identifying the symptoms first is key. Then I want you to start thinking through how you can equip yourself with some time management techniques like time blocking, priority setting, and task batching for more efficiency. And again, if you want to hear more about how I've done it, you can go listen to that podcast episode that I mentioned. Or if you want to work with me through this, juliesolomon.net/office hours for some special time this month to do it. And then I want you to take me up on the office hours so we can talk about the strategies and the motivation for your content growth. And just really quick, I want to share a true story of someone that I recently worked with who was able to really triumph over the overwhelm piece through some good time management. Her name is Kayla, and I got to work with Kayla earlier this summer through my beta group for my new course, The Brand Accelerator, that I'm launching later this month. She's in business development and marketing. She is a VP of a leadership consulting agency, and her work focuses more on visibility for executives and CEOs through content marketing, through speaking, for really translating all of that stuff into bigger ticket consulting clients. She is absolutely brilliant and amazing at what she does. She knows social media marketing. She knows really how to help people with a lot of that content marketing strategy piece. But she came to me because she said, "Julie, I don't know what I'm missing when it comes to applying this to myself. Like applying what I know to myself without taking shortcuts, without losing focus, without getting hung up on the wrong things is such a big problem for me. Like I know what the end state can be, and my work has made other people millions of dollars, but I wish I could just kind of snap my fingers and have it work for myself, but I can't figure it out." And once I was able to work with Kayla through the Brand Accelerator method to really get her focused, to learn a new perspective and new expertise on really having the path and plan that she could execute, and really bringing in more consistent income and business for her, that is when she started to really see a shift. And she was the second person that said this during this beta. There were 2 people. There was Ashley that I mentioned last week and Kayla that I'm mentioning this week. She told me that she accomplished more in 4 weeks than she had in years of trying to do this work on her own. And from the work that we did together, we were able to get really clear on her content strategy. We were able to really set it up with scheduling and making sure that her content was working for her, setting her up for success when it came to the time management piece so she could work smarter than harder. And from that, she was able to not only see some really core strategic actionable steps take place that lended to more success, but she was able to feel like she was finally accomplishing enough. For a long time, she was feeling like her experience wasn't legitimate, or that, you know, she could help other people do this, but she couldn't do it for herself. And that made her feel very limiting. But once she learned the method of how we were approaching this, she was able to do some really great stuff. And so I know that if it's been able to work for myself, if I was able to really walk Kayla through it during our beta experience, I know that it can work for you, because I really want you to see and to feel that same success. You know, Kayla just wrote to me the other day and she said, "I've completed my website update, and I'm glad that I waited to relaunch after our beta experience with the brand accelerator, because I stripped tons of messaging that didn't align to my goals. I redid about half of the marketing and the copy, another one of the many ways that this program was so worth it." And so through these office hours, I'm going to start giving you just a deeper taste of how I roll, how this works, what is the curriculum and the method that I have created for this, and really the effectiveness of this. And that way you can start to get a taste and to really assess and decide, like, is this the season for you to finally get clear, to finally clear out the clutter, to finally make this happen for yourself? Is this the time for you to really get the support, the strategies, the process, and the systems that you need to make this happen? Because if it is, this free live office hours is going to be such a great way to kick that off. So again, you can go to juliesolomon.net/office hours to sign up. And as we conclude this episode today, I just want you to remember that your time is working for you, not against you. Your time is really just like a blank canvas that is just waiting for you to paint your magic on it. And in order to bring that to life, we have these actionable steps that I want you to take this week. It is getting clear on what's holding you back with the overwhelm, embracing the time blocking to allocate dedicated moments for crucial tasks, setting clear priorities to really guide your day-to-day toward those bigger goals, and to not miss this amazing opportunity to save your seat for the exclusive free live office hour Zooms that I am hosting throughout the month of September, so we can supercharge your content growth, get this time management going, and just allowing you to really conquer overwhelm and seize those opportunities to elevate your brand. Your time is a precious gem. It's waiting to be polished into moments of brilliance. And I know that with some help, accountability, support, guidance, and confidence, you can do it. So until next time, my friends, if anything today was helpful for you, make sure to screenshot today's episode, tag me on Instagram at Jule Solomon. Let me know what you're taking away with today. Let me know the action items you're going to be diving in on. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to give us a review. Make sure to follow us for more information. If you're listening, of course, letting me know what topics and themes you're really enjoying from this episode, because when I have that information, then I'm able to kind of double down on those topics and themes and making sure that I'm providing to you what is really useful for you in this season. So if you can leave me a review to let me know that wherever you're listening or watching, I would greatly appreciate it. And until next time, same place, I'll see you then. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.